celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of you and your furry best friend. Well, some of the listeners who've been tuning in to Fido Friendly Travel Talk have heard me talk about my 80-pound lab, and we do travel a lot with him and our 40-pound boxer, and we go to great Fido-friendly hotels. We purchased an SUV to make room for them, their crates, and all the comforts of home. And my husband started the tradition of lifting both dogs up and placing them comfortably in their crates where they sleep for most of the trip. And that was a great idea when Junior was a puppy, but at 80 pounds, well, it's time for Plan B. My first guest is Jeffrey Heiniger, who will tell us about a useful tool called the Twist Step. Hi, Jeffrey, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for including me today. It's wonderful to hear the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I am really excited about your product. So tell all the listeners about Twist Step. What makes it different than a traditional ramp that we sometimes see people use for their cars?
Well, more than a tool, if you will, it's an appliance that fits in the receiver hitch of the SUV. Whether you have the smaller inch and a quarter or the two by two, one size fits all. There's just a small bracket that you change for one or the other. And different than a ramp, it's a step that literally twists out for use and twists under the vehicle when not in use, and it provides a wonderful opportunity for four-legged or two-legged animals, for that matter, to get in and out of the vehicle.
Yeah, I like the website, which is TwistStep, which is TwiStep.com. There's a wonderful visual of a large golden retriever, and that dog's actually sitting on it. Looks like he's balancing quite well. And I was wondering what type of training, if any, is necessary to get your dogs to be able to use the Twist Step.
There is a little training involved. Basically, what we're finding out for most of the users and some of the trainers that are using the product, they put it on the floor. They put it down on the ground or on the surface, be it the garage or whatever, and they make the dog familiar with it through just walking over it, sitting on it, like you see in that one photo, and so on. And eventually, it can kind of become second nature to the dog. Then they install it and go through the same routine, and voila, you're done.
Wow, that sounds easy. And I also read on your website that your product is endorsed by veterinarians. And why is that?
Well, the orthopedic vets in particular have found that it's a great help in the healing process for those dogs that are rehabbing possibly a surgery or some kind of a injury of sorts in their hips or their shoulders, that it takes some of the pressure off of entering and exiting the vehicle. And the Twist Step basically cuts the distance in half from either going up or coming back out and down onto the floor again.
Well, that makes sense. So if your dog is elderly or for us, one of the reasons my husband started lifting the dogs is because he didn't want them to jump out. It also works on the other end. He lifts them out. So when we open the crate, they will come out, but they will never jump out of the car. So that helps us, control them. But they're getting heavy. So it makes sense, that this would work for larger dogs. But beyond, the elderly or infirmed, what type of dogs should really use this? And what cars are best suited for this?
And what part?
What cars are best suited for the Twist?
Well, again, the SUV is the ideal. As you know, using yours, there's room in the back. You've either got a crate or possibly you have one of our pet partitions that keep the dog into the back area of the Suburban or the Ford product or whatever it might be. And again, as you have found too, the dog gets heavy after a few lifts. So the vets tell us on many an occasion, and trainers as well, that the impact of coming out of the car is one of the greater impacts that the dog experiences on a routine basis. So anything you can do to lessen the pressure on their shoulders when they're exiting the vehicle, again, the product cuts that step in half. Therefore, you've kind of softened the blow on the exiting in particular. By using the Twist Step product, and it makes a world of difference. It really does.
I can see that, and I also was interested to learn. You know, I'm thinking one opportunity for the Twist Step, but there's actually other uses for. So tell us some other uses for the Twist Step.
Well, I'm 5'5", so trying to get up on the Suburban to load the skis or whatever it might be that we're putting on top of the vehicle, I use the Twist Step to be able to reach it. It gives me that, you know, 16, 18, 20 inches of height to be able to reach into the cargo bag that might be up there or what have you. Another great opportunity for it as well is the fact that it provides you with a chair if you need to sit down at the back of the car for whatever reason and things like that. It's at the right level. It's about 20 inches square, and it makes for a kind of a unique little seat for humans and that sort of thing. Back to the four-legged world, it's a step and a half, and it. The greatest advantage I think that it has over the ramp is that it's all kind of automated. You don't have to pick it up and put it back in the vehicle next to the dog or whatever you, and then reinstall it every time you want to use it, every time the dog is going to enter or exit the vehicle. It's just a pull of a lever, and you spin it halfway around, and there it is. It's in use and ready to go. The dog enters the car, you pull the lever again, half a turn, 180-degree turn, and you're ready to drive away. So,
yeah, I think it's really brilliant. I have a neighbor that does use the ramp for her Golden, and it's not that laborious of a for her to do, but it does take up a little more time. So, what is the price for Twist Step, and do you have any special promotions on your website?
Well, there is a special promotion going on right now. The retail price of the Twist Step is $249.95, and through twiststep.com, that includes the freight, the shipping. That's ground service anywhere in the United States. Over and above that, there are also other products that are for sale on the twiststep.com site. And as far as promotions go, that is the extent of it. It's probably a 40... maybe $45 savings as far as the freight goes for this time being.
Well, that's good, because I know that would be heavy and that would be quite a lot of savings. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
That's right. And, you call it however you want to do that.
Well, I think whoever's going to be the first caller to be able to get the Twist Step, this is really something that's going to save your back. I should have my husband call, but he's not allowed. But the number is 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a Twist Step for your pet. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Jeffrey, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate it. Anybody who wants any more information on the Twist Step, just go to twiststep.com.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about your dog's duty and a product fit for Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido deserves a vacation, and so do you. Enter for a chance to win one four-night stay for four plus Fido at the Tradewinds Island Resort on St. Pete Beach in Florida. Your stay includes nightly pet feed. Send a short essay on why you deserve this dream vacation to adventurecontest@FidoFriendly.com. Winner will be announced November 1st. You must provide an email to be notified and airfare is not included. Grab your furry best friend and enter today at adventurecontest@FidoFriendly.com.
Catch Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern.
I'm Dr. Debbie, and I'll answer your vet medical questions.
Hi, I'm Joey Villani, the dog father from Dogs 101, and I'll help you groom your pet.
I'm Vladdy, the world's famous Russian dog wizard. I will turn any bad dog into a good dog.
I'm Joy Turner, and I'll talk to your pet.
I'm Stacy Cohen, and I have the latest animal headlines.
So grab your pet and join us for Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern on XM 166.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Kristen Elliott with Duty Pack. Hi, Kristen, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I just smile when I even when I say or see the word Duty Pack. So tell us about it. What is it, and what led you to create this fun and it's actually an essential product for both you and Fido?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to tell people what it's about. Duty Pack essentially is like a utility backpack, much like the horse saddle packs of old. Essentially, it's a rectangle when you lay it flat, and you lay it over the back of a dog, and you hook it with a strap across their chest and a double strap under their belly, fully adjustable, and it hangs on them, and you can load the pockets with their essentials. Now, essentially, I built the pack really with a one-track mind because I was really not interested in carrying the empty and waste-filled bags on a walk. But then I got so much feedback from the public, and they basically redefined the pack as being a great job at training and hiking and all sorts of utilitarian needs. So it's a great little multi-purpose pack now.
I really love the website too, thedutypack.com, because as you just touched on, so here's something that's utilitarian, and then you mentioned it's a training aid. So I wouldn't look at it as a training aid. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, there's a lot of noise in the industry about dogs wanting to do a job. Dogs were meant to do work. And many dogs are ready from the get-go to just put the pack on, carry essentials like treats and water bottles and so forth. But other dogs need a little bit of training and a little bit of help because we don't all come from the same mold. Some dogs have anxiety, whether it's with thunder or fireworks or separation anxiety. So a duty pack acts quite like a comforting blanket, like a swaddling a baby, per se. And so that's helped quite a bit with dog anxiety. We have some master certified trainers that are using it to help dogs that are jumping, that jump up on you. And so they weight the packs. Because there's a pocket on both sides, they weight it asymmetrically. So it throws them off balance, and then the dogs become more concerned with their weight being off balance, and it gets them to quit jumping. So, you know, there's some very specific training techniques that are used with the pack to get your dog to stop doing these undesirable behaviors. So,
I also noticed you had something on your website as well that's kind of struck a chord with me, is the search and rescue dogs, because I can see right away how this would be beneficial out in the field. Did the search and rescue people come to you with this, or did you reach out to them to let them know that it was available?
Well, the first thing I want to do is I certainly don't want to mislead anyone that I'm working with a government agency formally in search and rescues, but there have been some independent agencies that have come looking for a type of work vest that Duty Pack lends to. It has the feature of a perimeter of reflective tape so the dogs can be seen from afar and even at night. We offer the pack in a government-rated blaze orange, which is very much in keeping with the search and rescue. So, yes, some independent groups have come to us looking for a pack that they can logo with their work the work that the dogs would do, and then we've supplied the packs to them. We do a lot of work with other agencies like therapy dogs and seeing eye dogs, and most of these working dogs are identified with a vest. So Duty Pack actually takes a working vest a step further by offering the pockets that can carry the essentials into the field, whether it's a flashlight or water or whatever is needed in the field. So it does a double duty in terms of not only is it a great safety vest, but it's also a utility working vest as well.
I think it's really brilliant, and I imagine from looking at your site, I see all the wonderful colors. And there's what size dogs can actually work with the Duty Pack? I mean, what's the smallest to the largest?
Well, we're really proud of the fact that Duty Pack can fit such a wide range. We have three sizes that in total can fit dogs from 8 pounds up to 200 pounds. The smalls range from about 8 to 25 pounds. Some of those breeds would be like the small beagles and, you know, the dachshunds and so forth. The medium goes from about 25 to 60 pounds. These are the pitties and the pit bulls and the cocker spaniels and the Brittany spaniels. And then our larges go all the way up to 200 pounds. These are the labs and the Great Danes and the Bernese Mountain Dogs and the Mastiffs. We fit a Great Dane St. Bernard mix not too long ago, and she was 220 pounds. So gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We need to see a picture of that. You really have some beautiful colors, too, and I love the fact that you can have these customized. You can have your dog's name or a company name, and then that made me start thinking, have you had any unusual requests when people have customized their Duty Packs?
Well, you know, customizing is such a great part of our company. I feel like it's not finished until a name's on it or a logo is on it. You know, we spend a lot of our time promoting primarily to the dog community, but we did have a request for a customized pack from a country veterinarian in California on behalf of a miniature donkey rescue group. So we customized her logo of her ranch and her work on the side of the pack, and they actually go on these little miniature donkeys. But we've had clients that have purchased for their goats and their potbelly pigs, and so we have to laugh because we specifically think that we're dog, you know, oriented, but, you know, it's going everywhere.
It sounds like fun, and you're an equal opportunity provider to all animals. I think
yeah.
that is so cool, and I am thrilled that you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Well, I know I can't call in. I'll probably do this the whole show, but that'd be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the Duty Pack for your pet. And I guess that doesn't have to be a dog, as
no.
Kristen said. So once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Kristen, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much for having us. We can't wait to share the news with everybody.
For more information, please log on to dutypack.com. And that's D-O-O-D-I-E, pack. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, there's going to be a lot of surfing going on, and that's dog surfing. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
What's super cool in pet carriers? The Zazuka. It rolls. That's right, on wheels. And it's not just two wheels. Zazuka has four wheels that are double stacked to glide right over curbs and upstairs. Furry friends can catch the view through the soft mesh sides in the front window. The frame is so sturdy, you can sit on it. And the whole thing can be secured with a standard seat belt while you're in the car. Check out Zazuka at Zuka.com. That's Z-U-C-A.com.
Join Fido Friendly Magazine and North Shore Animal League America as they team up for the third annual Get Your Licks on Route 66 National Mobile Adoption Tour, sponsored by Protection One, Animal Radio, Adopters Advantage, and American Mudagrees Club. The life-saving tour kicks off September 7th and travels across the United States to raise awareness of the importance of adopting a pet from a shelter. One lucky pup will be featured in an upcoming issue of Fido Friendly Magazine. Log on to animalleague.org or fidofriendly.com/blog to learn more.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Interesting to note that Huntington Beach is home to the largest off-leash dog beach in California. There's over 1 mile of sand devoted to four-legged visitors and their families. And to fuse the surf and dog culture together that Huntington is so famous for, in 2009, Surf City Surf Dog was created. Surf City Surf Dog is held annually in the fall and has gained the reputation as the premier dog surfing competition on the circuit. This year's dogs will compete on Sunday, September 25th. And here to tell us all about it is Kay Daly LaRoche, I hope I said that right, with Westie Rescue of Orange County and beyond. Hi, Kay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm Susan, but Lisa, we will say hi to Lisa, too.
Sorry, Susan.
You know, I know I had been talking to Lisa earlier about this, and she was going to try and join us, too, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I have to say, as a native Southern California girl, I know exactly where Huntington Beach is. I grew up playing in the surf and on the sand, and I remember eating strips from the concession stands. Do they still sell those?
You know, Susan, they do, and they're still just as popular with locals and visitors alike. Those hot, steamy chips with cheese and sauce are still selling.
It's funny what you remember from your childhood. I mean, I could probably name a lot of things, but that's what I always conjure up when I'm thinking of Huntington Beach. And I think it's so thrilling that this surf dog contest has been such a hit. So tell us about it, and why was it started, and whom does it benefit?
Well, Huntington Beach has 8 beautiful miles of Pacific coastline, and we're practically synonymous with surfing. And equally important to Huntington Beach is our dog-friendly environment. So the Surf City Surf Dog competition was created to kind of fuse those two cultures together. And it's held annually. We started in 2009, so this will be our third annual competition. And there are 5 charities that are benefited by the contest. It's the Southern California Bulldog Rescue, Huntington Dog Beach, Orange County Humane Society, Westie Rescue of Orange County and beyond, and Surf Dog Ricochet.
You know, Surf Dog Ricochet has made a lot of press lately. You know, we're big fans, and in a recent issue of Fido Friendly Magazine, in our backyard page, it was really, really heartwarming to see this dog who is, I mean, he's a surfer. I don't know how else to say it or how dogs learn to do it, but he had a woman who basically had no arms, and she'd always wanted to surf. And so with him on the board with her, it showed them in the surf, and it was really touching. It was really touching. And I can't help but think that he's probably done a lot for the sport.
Well, Judy, who is Rick's owner, and Rick have raised so much money for so many charities. It's just amazing. And they will be there for the weekend, and they've just taken dog surfing to fundraising extraordinaire.
Oh, I mean, it really has taken off. And I wanted to ask this before I forget, because if people are listening and they want to travel, are there fighter-friendly hotels nearby where people can stay?
Oh, yes. The Shorebreak Hotel, which has been one of our partners from the beginning, is located right on Pacific Coast Highway, right across from the ocean at 500 Pacific Coast Highway in Huntington Beach.
Oh, that's perfect.
It is.
Well, that's perfect. And we can put that on the website later for people to check that out. And I see that it's now a 3-day event. So what can we expect to experience in those 3 days?
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. On Friday evening, we have opening ceremonies, and then we have a Dog is Beaching fashion show presented by Dog is Good. Then on Saturday, we're actually closing down the Strand, and we're going to have the Hot Diggity Dog Expo. It runs from 12 to around 4. We will have a Barking Buddha Dogga show, which is doggy yoga. Let's see. And then we'll have the Palabunga Canine Costume and Owner Lookalike Contest. So it's going to be a really fun day. And then on Sunday, the actual surfing starts at 7:30 a.m. And then it runs all day, all morning. And then the closing ceremonies and awards are from 1:30 to 4 at the Shorebreak Hotel.
Do you know how many entries you have so far?
You know, I am not sure. I believe last year we had around 30 to 40 dogs surfing.
Is that right? That would be so much fun to see. And now if you have a dog that really, like my boxer, forget it, he doesn't want to go near the water. So you can bring your dog. It's not like you have to have an entry to it. You can just walk around with your dogs and enjoy all the festivities.
Absolutely. On Sunday, you know, the entry to the surfing contest is $45. However, if you just want to come and experience the fun, hang out on the beach, watch the dogs surfing, or even participate in the costume contest, it's a great time.
And you know, when we think of dog surfing, which is probably still hard for some people to wrap their minds around, do you ever see a dog that just doesn't want to come out of the water?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Particularly the bigger dogs, the Labradors, and the water dogs. They just love the water. If it's not the surfboard, it's the stick they're chasing.
Oh, that's so neat. And I know you're with the Westie Rescue of Orange County. And do you have any Westies that are going to be surfing?
Absolutely. My own little dog, Joey, will be surfing. He surfed his first time last year, and he won Best Novice.
Oh, is that?
This year he's been practicing and taking lessons, and he can actually stand on the board this year.
Oh, that is so great. Okay, so please share with us once again, what day, what time does it start, and is there a price of admission?
Okay, the actual surf action starts on Sunday, September 25th, and it starts at 8:30, and it's $45 to register to surf, and $10 of that $45 goes to one of the official charity partners.
Okay, good. And everyone can go to surfcitysurfdog.com to learn more. And it sounds like a fabulous event. I want to wish you the best of luck, and I want to wish the best of luck to Joey.
Thank you so much. And we also have a Facebook page, Surf City Surf Dog.
That's wonderful. Oh, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Susan, very much.
For more information, log on to surfcitysurfdog.com and westyrescueoc.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Barnes & Noble, Hastings, Safeway, or Save a Tree and subscribe to our online version at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.